I know it was a heartbreaker of a loss there, but your team was behind the entire second half and just had a chance to win it there at the end, but unable to make the shot there. As you look throughout this game, what did you see with your squad?
Well, you know, Brooke had a great game. You know, she mm-hmm. was really ready to go on the inside, powered to the basket and got the big girls in foul trouble. We were doing a good job of driving to the basket and drawing the fouls. You know, that's what we talked about, that we had to attack them and get them in foul trouble and work. So offensively, I saw some really good things. Defensively, first half, you know, we played pretty good. Second half, we just missed some key coverages on their good three-point shooters.
Yeah, I think, you know, their three-point shooting and free throws that they hit in the second half I thought were big. But you mentioned the 18 for Brooks Dry, and she just looked very good. And she was hitting a lot of those free throws. And, you know, Amber Lotta's three kind of almost woke your team up there at the end of that third quarter.
You know, that was a tremendous shot. You know, I don't even know for sure how that went in. But, yeah. You know, it finally gave us some life there in the second half, and everybody was excited. And, mm-hmm. you know, I thought we were going to turn the corner, and it just didn't quite happen.
Was it maybe more of what Holcomb was doing on defense that kind of shut down your flow a little bit?
Well, you know, they put pressure defense on us really, really tight on the up front. And, you know, when teams do that, that's when you have to really attack the basket. And, you know, when we did that, we got to the free throw line or we got an easy basket. We just got to keep trying to dominate going to the inside every possession.
With the, you know, over the last two games coming into tonight, you guys had only attempted 7 free throws combined there. And I think that was a big change, like you mentioned, getting to the foul line. Is that kind of what you want to see more out of your team here as you head down this big stretch here of games in January?
You know, yeah. You know, we've got to be the attackers. We can't play passive and back. Mm-hmm. You know, people are going to be attacking us, trying to get us in foul trouble, and we need to do the same thing. You know, we've got some really good free throw shooters that don't get to the line very often. So, you know, we gotta get those easy baskets with the time stopped.
Well, you got a quick turnaround, a 72-hour turnaround, and you play one of the top teams in Class 2A to open up the Sterling Tournament on Monday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. You know, we're going to work hard, and, you know, we got to play great defense, and we got to bounce back and get our head up and regroup and play hard this next week.
All right, once again, Coach Amy Felker joining me here. Coach, thanks for the time. Great effort for your team in the loss, though. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again.